It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
$1 million. If I had $1 million, well, I'd buy you a K-car, a nice, reliant automobile.
Sherry, you look like at one point in your life you had a K-car. Am I right?
You wanted a K-car, but I didn't.
You what? Wait, nobody on this show has ever said I wanted a K-car.
Well, it's the weird and the bizarre that make life interesting.
What in the world? I wanted a K-car. All right, Sherry Ashford's here from Women with Willpower. Also, Trish Gable, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bring the mic in just a hair right there. There you go. And we're going to talk about Women with Willpower stuff, all the events they do. There's like three major events during the year, and Sherry's had this booked. I don't even know. Kelly Wallen does the booking for the group.
Yes.
And I just want to thank Kelly for all that she does, because we had I only had an email for Kelly to get a hold of you.
Oh, gosh.
And that's probably why she emailed you and said, hey, you need to confirm with Paul.
Yeah.
So now I have you in my phone. You have that distinct honor of being in Paul LaVoy's phone. So there you go.
Perfect.
No Brian Springberg today. Sound advice with Brian Springberg. I'm not, you know, I can't even tell you when it's going to return. I was going over the calendar with Brian's office. And, yeah, he's going to be off for a bit. So between his commitments in other places, his bunker location in Utah, and other stuff, Brian's going to be off for maybe 6 weeks. I don't know yet. But I've got some really good guests lined up in his absence, including Women with Willpower.
Of course.
And at the bottom of the hour, we have Mary Lou O'Connell coming in, the executive director of the Haven Center here in Lake Havasu City, along with Deb Walgren from DCS. So that should be a pretty good show. It's a free family game day coming up on April 14th, which is Sunday. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour. I need to tell you, speaking of families, there's a good family outing here in Havasu on Saturday and Sunday. 7 p.m. Saturday, 2 p.m. Sunday. It's Giselle Act 2 with Noah's Ark, presented by Ballet Havasu. So that's coming up. $10, $15, and $20 tickets. And you'll want to go to ballethavasu.org for more information. So I've seen Havasu Ballet, and they do good things, and they keep kids off the street, and I like that the most. So, all right, let's talk about Women with Willpower. I love the name, but what is the organization? Who wants to go first?
Oh, I'll go first. Women with Willpower, we're all about, you know, a hand up for women who are here in Lake Havasu. In fact, part of the criteria for us to help them is nobody else in town will help them. And typically, we help women who just need to get the transmission fixed in their car so they can go to work. You know, that it all lines up with a hand up.
I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
So what, I mean, I'm going to bring up the S word here. What's the difference between you and Sir Optimus?
I want to say
it's an international organization.
It's international,
yeah.
And we are 100% Lake Havasu.
Okay.
Yeah, and you have to have lived in Lake Havasu for 3 months at least before we will ever even help you.
Oh.
So we are so local. You know, we're really trying to help our city.
Right.
The women that are in our city. And it's, you know, women of all ages. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Trish Gable's here as well. And Trish, how did you get, what do you do, number one, now, what is your real job in when you're not volunteering with Women with Willpower? And how did you find this organization?
So I actually run a legal services company here in town. But I was brought in by a good friend, Rhonda. She was the president actually last year. And I just love what they do for the city and
the community.
The community.
Yeah, absolutely. Has this been something that you think you're going to stick with for a while?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yep. I actually just got on the board this year, so
nice.
I'm excited to grow with the organization.
Right, right. Are there dues with Women with Willpower?
Yeah, it's a donation, $50 for the whole year.
What? Really?
I know, right?
That's fantastic.
And I think the biggie about that $50 is it's not changed since we started, 17 years ago or something, 15, 17 years ago.
You don't take guys with pronouns like hungry, do you? Because that's a pretty good...
That might be stretch.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So what have you gotten out of the organization? What personally, I'm not saying gotten out of, but
what
makes you fulfilled to be with Women with Willpower?
You know, it just makes me happy, you know, and it makes me cry.
Which part?
On
both
when
counts.
On both counts, honestly and truly, because we do, it's a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of us. There's so much to consider when we have someone asking for funds, and their stories. Us as a board, we never know their names.
Sure.
Yeah. There's only one person on the board who actually knows their names, but you cannot help just kind of walking in their shoes going, holy cow, what would I do?
I know exactly what you mean. I used to serve on the MCC Foundation,
yeah.
And I was part of the scholarship committee, and you read the stories.
Oh.
And there's a rubric that you would use to grade those applications. Do you do the same thing?
We look at number one, is there any other funding out there that they could get first? And then we make sure that it's a hand up. We want to make sure they have a job to go to.
Sure.
You know, it's really all about getting them back on track, back in the world, so they can help their children.
Okay.
Or, you know, if it's an older person, it helps get them back on their feet. It's emotionally overwhelming sometimes.
And you're a 501c3, correct?
Yes, we are.
And what I find interesting is $50 a year, even if you had 30 members, that's a budget of $1,500, right?
Right.
So where does the rest of the money, I mean, if you're going to help someone fix a transmission,
yes,
it might be even more than that.
So
where does that rest of that money come
from?
Yeah,
for instance, we've got an event coming up, Saddle Up Giddy Up, in July. So
we'll talk about that.
Yeah, so that event, we have different events, and so many of our donors, they donate, they'll sponsor an event, $200. In fact, Trish is getting ready to sponsor one of our events in August.
That's not a bad sponsorship amount, actually.
I mean, $200, it's
That's not bad
phenomenal.
At all.
Yeah.
Right.
And everything's donated. In fact, we had put out the word that we need items to make baskets that we give away at these events. I mean, and we're selling raffle tickets. We're doing 50-50s. So it's grassroots money, you know, that we have to figure out how to stretch that
right.
money.
Trish, how do people find you? How do people find Women with Willpower? It's not the most common nonprofit in Havasu. So where do they find you, in the Havasu Herald or different announcements or word of mouth? How does that work?
A lot of it's word of mouth, but we are also in the Havasu Herald and Facebook. We're all over Facebook, so.
And you were telling me earlier, Sherry, that you work with other organizations, correct?
Oh, yeah.
You work with Haven?
This sounds like
a pretty good fit.
Yeah, we work with Haven. We work with Faith and Grace, the Clothes Closet, with CASA. We work with all kinds of organizations that deal with women. In fact, a lot of those organizations will send some of those women to us.
The sad part is, too, I bet, when they have children. There's children involved. That's got to be the tough part.
Well, typically, there's always children involved. It's heart-wrenching. I mean, we had a grandmother one time that she got her four grandchildren because the mother had passed away.
Oh, boy.
Holy cow. I mean, you know, you're 60-something years old, four kids, all the under the age of 10.
Where else are they going to go? Foster care?
Exactly.
Yeah, right. There's really no option there.
There's no option. But I'll tell you, our connections with the different organizations, because the kids have to go to foster care first.
And oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, until all the paperwork's done.
But oh, I get that. My sister has adopted two or three foster children.
Oh,
yes.
Wonderful.
Four.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, yeah, we work closely with everybody. And all of the organizations out there really understand we are the last resort. Uh-huh. But it works.
That's
crazy. I can't tell you how many exciting, happy endings there have been.
Let's talk about the very first event that there's a big three, but Women and Wine is coming up. Because a lot of women could probably relate to this, but men could get involved too, right?
Of course they can. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's 90% women in the room, but we have a lot of gentlemen. I mean, my husband will go or, you know.
Is he a wine drinker?
No. But,
no, neither am I.
Yeah.
You ladies wine drinkers?
Absolutely.
Okay. Most women are.
Yeah.
A lot of women are. I shouldn't say most, but a lot of women are.
Yeah, for me, I love holding the glass. There's a whole pinky thing going on with that. Yeah, it's cool.
Is there?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of like me tipping my coffee?
There you go.
I'm kidding. Anyway, tell me about Women and Wine.
Yeah, Women and Wine is, we do wine tastings. It's this year it's going to be in August, held at the London Bridge Resort downstairs in the Bridgeview Room.
At Chagrus.
At Chagrus.
Chagrus Bridgeview Room.
Yeah,
sure.
Bridgeview
Big room.
Yeah, the big room.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we, you know, we want to fill that room, so we're looking for 150 ladies to join us. Lots of raffles.
And they're men.
And they're men.
All right.
Especially like a Women in Wine or a Saddle Up Giddy Up, because
it's fun. Whole different event we need to talk about there.
Yeah, yes.
So Women in Wine, how did last year's event go? I remember we talked about
it. Yes, we did. It was great. We had, we had attendance over 100, like 110-ish.
Okay.
In there, and the wine tasting went great. Last year we did it at the Yacht Club.
Do you have someone come in to host that wine tasting? I've been to those before, and I was really surprised at how much I got out of that.
It's amazing.
It wasn't a buzz or anything. I'm just talking I didn't realize that port could go with fudge, you know,
and
different rules like that. It was pretty cool.
But it's really cool. It gets stuff you don't know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and a lot of times you lock into one wine.
Right.
And then you don't ever break out of that. But you go to a Women and Wine, and you'll be breaking out all over the place.
Yeah, I can never forget, you know, when you get somebody the wrong wine, like my mom, right? Now I get her the right wine every time. Pinot Grigio, that's
there
what she
go.
Drinks. So,
yep.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back, and we'll talk about the two other events that are hosted by Women with Willpower. We have, of course, Sherry Ashford and Trish Gable in from the organization. It's 501c3 that helps women here in Lake Havasu City. Back with more in a moment. And don't forget, I do have Diamondbacks tickets for Saturday. This Saturday, four tickets, field level, 5:10 first pitch against Paul Goldschmidt and the St. Louis Cardinals. Gotta love that. Goldie hopefully not doing Goldie things at Chase Field this weekend. They're not doing well, by the way, in their division, the St. Louis Cardinals. So, D-backs almost back up to 500. But anyway, I digress. Four tickets for this Saturday. Give me a call if you would like those four tickets on the field level. Pretty good seats. Almost behind third base, too. Back with more in a moment. 854-KNTR. 928-854-5687. If you want those tickets, we'll be right back on Speak Out.
I know I could, but there's a churning in my gut. 'Cause I just can't call you up when things get rough. Or I'll empty hug my neck. 'Cause you're leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right.
There's one for the veterans. Luke Combs, of course, Even Though You're Leaving. Love that song. Love, love, love it. You guys like country? You okay with country?
My favorite. Okay.
I figured you were since you had that event called Saddle Up, Giddy Up. That's at the Flying X, right?
Yes.
Right, right, right. All right, our guests, of course, Sherry Ashford and Trish Gable from Women with Willpower. Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Meow. I got to send that out to Chad because he's listening today. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford by Just Meats, all the cuts all the time, a locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City, by Patio Paradise, also by Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Do you know what that means, Sherry? They're 1 year older than the London Bridge.
Oh,
53
cow.
Years. Yeah. Bridge is 52, so there you
yeah.
go. I'm still working, been working 2 years now to find out when Salmon's birthday is so I can change the number during the year. But anyway, I digress again. Also by Blonzy Steakhouse, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Check out their Mopar versus Bowties car show on April 20th. Bowties are Chevys.
Right.
You know that. How did you know that and I didn't know that?
I'm a car girl.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. I guess
yeah.
I'm not a car girl. All right. And by, let's see, and they have an event called Duck Duck Jeep, and that's on May 4th. They have all these little car shows out
They're
at Blondie.
They're so fun.
Along with the most ultimate breakfast you've ever had in your life besides the steaks, right?
Thank you. Yes.
So I mentioned Chad and Mojave Mortgage. Chad and Bobby will be on, of course, the Real Estate Power Hour. Boom! I'm trying to get you to do it.
Boom!
I know you listen.
I do listen.
Anyway, Chad and Bobby will be on a week from yesterday. So next Wednesday will be the next Real Estate Power Hour. So now, Chad, you have to confirm with me that you're going to be on the show. All right. Let's talk about Saddle Up, Giddy Up. When is that soon?
July 13th.
So it's before the other event.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it's before. Saddle Up, Giddy Up it's just a lot of fun. There's games, poker, cornhole, oh my gosh, raffle tickets, raffle prizes, baskets, oh, and line dancing.
Oh.
Yeah, and so I'm confirming with Chewy actually today
okay.
that we have the event there, but he is such a huge supporter for us. I'm sure there's not going to be any problem. The event is from 2 to 5, and you just come as you are, you know, and we truly want you to bring a lot of money. You know,
right.
Buy raffle tickets, play poker, and, you know, our poker's winner gets $200. Yeah.
Not
so
bad.
High hand, $200. Then, of course, the middle hand is $100, and then the worst hand is $50.
That's a good price for
yeah.
someone like me.
Yeah, but, you know, $200, that's
right.
pretty cool.
Trish, you wanted to add something?
Oh, no. I actually won twice last year.
You so did?
I won first and second last year.
Yeah.
What?
So, yeah.
How could you win first and second?
I had the two highest hands.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very
you
good.
Can play as many hands as you want.
Yeah.
That $200 could get you 4 years worth of dues.
Dude.
Yeah, there you go.
Dude. That's my word. That's pretty funny. So
that's
a pretty cool event, though.
It is a very cool event. It's just that it's a lot of fun. You know, you can have we always do a signature cocktail.
Uh-huh.
And it's just fun. You know, it's lots going on all the time, whether you're dancing, playing poker, or playing cornhole. It gets a little crazy with cornhole and dancing at the
it
same
does,
time.
It does, because you have cornhole ringers now.
Oh, man, God.
You right. know that, right?
They practice for years.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't get it.
It's wild.
You really don't have a life if you're going to practice cornhole every day.
Thank
I'm
you.
Just, I'm, no offense, everybody.
Nope.
Don't send me any nasty grams via email. I'm just saying. So
it's crazy.
Before we get to how you can join your organization, we're going to tell all the women out there, especially that are listening. Tell me about Oh Christmas Tree. That's a pretty cool event, too.
Yeah, Oh Christmas Tree pretty much is where we make a lot of the money that we use all year long.
Okay.
The event is at the London Bridge Resort Convention Center. It's going to be 75, well, it's always been $50 a seat, but I'm pretty sure this year, because the costs are so insane, we may have to raise that price. But it'll be on Facebook. It'll be out everywhere.
You're going to be on right before that event. I believe in October or November.
October 11th.
Oh, wow. She already knows.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm
get it in that calendar.
I'm flattered.
Oh, it's fun coming here.
So what is that event?
Yes. It's all about, it's Christmas trees.
Uh-huh.
So we have, typically we have five beautifully decorated trees on stage. We have whatever our theme centerpiece on stage. All of that gets auctioned off. And then, and please note, you can call me, but every individuals can do trees. Trish with us, she does a Pampered Chef tree that
really?
She does on the side. So, and it's all raffle tickets that you put in boxes to win those trees. In fact, just yesterday we secured Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Okay.
They're all going to be doing a tree. So we have wonderful trees, and anybody can do a tree.
Well, let's tell everybody, because we're going to be talking a lot about that event, of course, in October. Tell everybody how they can join the organization or support the organization or both.
Yes. So on the second Wednesday of every month, we have a social. So coming up in May, it's at the London Bridge Resort in the King Arthur Room, and it's free. You can come find out all about us. We do a Cinco de Mayo party, and you can actually sign up then and there. So, like I said, $50 donation to the organization.
For a year.
For a year.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, let's say if you join in May, it's for the rest of the year.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, so it'll be for the rest
of
the year.
And that May 8th, by the way, is the date. May 8th is the second Wednesday in May. So
correct.
I have that date down. I'll actually be at the X that night. So
yeah, we start at 5:30.
And this is where now?
The social for May is at the London Bridge Resort.
Oh, I got you.
In the King Arthur Room.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. So Cinco de Mayo, learn all about us, raffles. It's a fun night. It's a short night. I mean, it's an hour and a half, 2 hours, but that's where people can come and really get the gist.
Did we miss anything? Is there anything else you want to get out there, ladies?
No.
You good?
We're good. I want your money.
You want my money?
I want all of your viewers, all of your listeners.
Listeners. Listen, I'm no longer in television.
Yes.
We're listeners now.
Yes. Go on to Facebook. You can donate baskets, things for baskets.
Perfect.
Money.
All right. Money, money, money.
Money,
Sherry
money.
Ashford and Trish Gable from Women with Willpower. Sounds like an awesome organization that helps a lot of women. Another organization that helps a lot of women and families is Haven. And we're going to have Mary Lou O'Connell and Deb Walgren on. Deb is with DCS. So this will be a very interesting. We're going to talk about a family day coming up. Yeah. All right, thanks for being on.
Oh, my gosh, thank you.
We appreciate it.
Yep.
Community appreciates you, too.
Thank you.
All right, back with more in a moment. We had a call for those Diamondback tickets earlier, but he hung up. So go ahead and call me back, 928-854-5687. Those four tickets are yours against the St. Louis Cardinals this Saturday, April 13th, 5:10, first pitch. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Look on that FM dial.
Gonna be the death of me with my saving grace. It's got me thinking. Oh, I thank God. Oh, it's hearts on fire and crazy dreams.
All right, we're back on Speak Out, and I have a new best friend. Actually, she's, I don't know about friends, but you're definitely a longtime guest on the program. And I was here on your first radio appearance back in, I don't know, 2007 maybe?
Yeah, it was probably that
you
long
first came
ago.
Out. Bring that down just a little bit. There you go.
Yeah, it was that long ago,
It was that long ago. Mary Lou O'Connell, welcome back to Speak Out.
Thank you.
But why would you be my new best friend, do you know?
Because I gave him a shirt.
T-shirt. Right. Oh, wow. Look at the back. Encourage, listen, care, respect, cherish, protect children. I love that. I love that. And it says Haven Center on the front, which is your new name.
Sorta. Yes, that's our legal name is still Haven Family Resource Center, but we are doing DBA Haven Center.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to get through some ads here real quick, billboards specifically, and then we'll get to Sunday's event. And we have Deb Walgren here as well, the DCS Program Manager. Welcome, Deb.
Thank you.
Were you here last year?
I was.
You were?
I was.
She's a quiet one, you know that?
My family would not agree with you.
Mine neither. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management, also by The Chair, Havasu Style Dining, live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere, fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair. Mojave Community College by SamsGuns.com, SunPower by Esme Electric. There's a lot of them now, you know that, right? Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food, along with pet toys since 2006. And we have a new sponsor, ZMI Mobility. Think of TMI. It's ZMI Mobility. Off-road mobility scooters, ramps, lifts for pools and vehicles, car access swivel seats, and stair lifts. Those things that I'm going to need here in about, I don't know, 5 years since turning 60. Man, it's like a new pain every day since I hit 55, right?
Downhill from here.
I don't know if you can relate, but I sure can. So anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. And nobody called for the Diamondbacks tickets. We had a caller earlier, but he hung up. So call me either in the last break or right after the show at that number, 854-KNTR, 854-5687, and I'll send you to Chase Field with four field-level seats. All right, so we want to talk about Family Game Day. We talked about this last year as well. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. A sad thing that we have to say that there is child abuse out there, but it is out there.
It is. It's in every city, every town, unfortunately. And Child Abuse Prevention Month is just an education kind of network. It's known nationally, and it's to provide resources for the families. And that's where, basically, that's how you prevent it, is by providing support to the families.
So how did Family Game Day come about?
Well, because we've done a lot of educational things in the past. We've done movies in the park. We did free swim day. We've done a bowling day. This is outside. It's putting your devices down, spending some quality time outside with your children in the park. We have bouncy house. We have parenting resources. We talk to them about tools with their children, how to communicate, and there's lots of games. And so it's an interactive thing. So we support parents and caregivers so that they can support their children.
How do people find this event?
Well, it's at Ramada B. It's at where the small playground is. And basically at the park, we've discovered with our events, it's a beautiful park and people come there all the time anyway.
Towards the softball field then?
It's right across, it's kind of across from the volleyball courts.
I got you.
Yeah. And people just find you because they're walking in the park anyway. And then once you hear the word free, of course, then everybody shows up and comes. And it's a great event.
So Deb Walgren's here as well, DCS Program Manager. I don't even want to be, I don't even want to see what you have seen, obviously. But how did you get involved with this event?
We've partnered with Haven I've been with the department for 20 years, and we've always worked with Haven. They're a great center. They're a great resource in our community. And we do what we can to help each other out whenever we can.
Right. How prevalent is child abuse out there in our is there an uptick? Is it like it has been for years? Or are the incidents going down, Mary Lou?
Well, the pandemic obviously added to different struggles and stressors for the family, so there was an increase because the children were home. And also when they're at school, we count on those other caregivers and eyes on the children to help keep them safe. We do what's called mandated reporter training. We partner with law enforcement and DCS, and we go to the schools and the daycares, and we teach the professionals how to identify child abuse, because bruises in children are very common. It's what distinguished that's about abuse, how to report it appropriately. And so when the children are locked up in the home without other eyes on them, it's a little more dangerous for them.
That's really interesting. Just them staying at home, that they would be in more danger.
Well, it just depends on the families, obviously. Not every family
absolutely.
Has it. But I also think stressors, you know, family dynamics are different. When there's substance abuse, obviously, the child abuse also increases. So there's just a variety of different factors that play into it.
Deb, we always hear, and DCS used to be CPS.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
We always hear, I'm going to call CPS. And
same sense. Thing.
Is it, you know, do you see those calls where they're not warranted as opposed to the ones that are warranted?
So in our community, we get about 500 reports per year. Now know that our community includes all of La Paz County. So Havasu, the greater Havasu area and La Paz, we get about 500 reports a year. About 75% of those are neglect reports. They're not physical abuse or sexual abuse or emotional abuse. And we remove on maybe 10% of those reports. So a pretty small percentage actually end up where we have to actually remove the children from the abusive environment. Most of the time we're going in and we're providing support services to the family, helping them connect with different agencies in the community, working with the family to identify natural supports that they already have that maybe they don't know that they have.
Interesting.
So we don't really intervene to that level that people say, oh my gosh, CPS is coming.
Yeah. Do you hear that a lot?
Well, we're not really anybody's best friend.
Right.
But we do work really hard in our community to prevent removals of children. It's only in those most egregious cases that we have to do that.
Yeah, it's a tough balance of power, isn't it, with certain people? Because you might actually know somebody in that party that's been reported.
Correct. Yeah, it's a small community, so it can be your neighbors, your extended family that gets involved with us. But the bigger the support system you have, the more likely you are to be able to retain the children in the home.
What happens to the kids, and either of you can answer, but what happens when they're actually pulled from family custody? And where does it go from there as far as the foster system and then possible grandparents or other support groups within the family?
So our first choice is always to leave children in the home safely. If that cannot happen, then the next thing we do is we look at extended family or even non-family who have a strong relationship with the children. So we've all grown up and had aunties and uncles who weren't really biologically aunties and uncles. So we look at them as well. We have a shortage of licensed foster homes in the area, mm-hmm. So it's more of a drive to find that kinship or what we call a fictive kinship placement. And we do a really good job in our community of doing that.
In our community, because you do hear the horror stories, of course, nationally.
And there are. I mean, there's always those...
Yeah.
Those times when it doesn't work out, when, you know, maybe information isn't communicated and, you know, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. So there are those exceptions. But in the 20 years that I've been here, we've really worked really hard to try to keep kids in our local community and with family or persons with significant relationships.
What are you looking for in a foster family?
I'm not involved in the actual licensing of foster parents, but when we're looking at placing a child, we're looking at family members or whoever to be able to basically have a calm and consistent and stable home environment for the child where they're not going to be experiencing domestic violence, substance abuse, untreated mental health. Ideally, we want a placement that's willing to work with the biological family to maintain that relationship and facilitate it in the safest way possible.
Right. Would that mean supervised visitations as well with DCS?
Sometimes. We try to do what we call least restrictive visitation. So a lot of times when we initially remove, the visits are supervised and they might be supervised at our office or by a contracted provider. But our ultimate goal is to get back to that place where the children can be unsupervised with the parents as often as possible.
And you mentioned the word power. So people are afraid of DCS because they think they're going to come in and rip the children from the home. And that's not how it works, obviously. And at Haven, we do the co-investigations, which is with law enforcement and DCS. So they're separate entities with separate requirements and procedures. DCS is the safety and wellness of the children, mm-hmm. and the police department is criminal conduct. So they are the ones who do more of the punitive, where DCS is there to make sure the child's safe. And sometimes that is just about resources. It's not about disrupting your entire family.
Mary Lou, how are things since the pandemic?
It's kind of settled down now, which is nice, but there's still some consequences of it, obviously. But we stay pretty busy, and again, a lot of it is that education component, because being everybody sheltered down, they didn't get, the children weren't in school, and also the parents weren't getting a lot of the support that they need.
Right.
So we're kind of playing catch up. We have positive parenting where the families, the parents can come in one-on-one free, and we talk about any concerns they have with parenting. Sometimes it's what's appropriate discipline, what isn't. You know, because it is very difficult to discipline your children nowadays. You, if you're in the supermarket and you yell at your child or try to discipline them, you're afraid. DCS will be called. So it is just teaching them the fine line between child abuse and discipline.
You know, and what is the fine line, by the way, Deb? Is it if you leave them? I've always heard if you leave a mark, that's abuse.
So in the state of Arizona, by statute, it is legal to use corporal punishment with your children. You cannot leave a mark other than temporary redness. So when we think about a normal, quote-unquote, spanking.
A swat on the butt.
Right. Yeah. That does not constitute abuse. It doesn't meet the statutory requirements. You hit a child with a belt and the buckle comes back around and hits them and leaves a bruise or a welt, that could be abuse. It could be criminal. It could involve just us. But there is a fine line, but it's really about that injury.
And the rule of thumb is if you're doing it in anger, it's usually abuse. Discipline is to try to stop that behavior that's occurring. So it's usually swift and just momentarily. If you're continuing to hit that child, that's abuse.
Are there any extreme cases here in the community lately that you've heard of? Because I have heard one, but you could just answer yes or no, but I have heard one. It was just appalling. I couldn't even believe it.
Sadly, we have very severe cases where we're obviously not allowed to talk about them.
Yeah, I get that.
The goal is always to intervene, to interrupt that behavior, get the family help, and hold, if it is abuse, hold them accountable.
What happens to the family, the mother, the father, if drugs are involved? Let's say fentanyl's the big one right now, and you've got kids that are being poisoned by fentanyl, being poisoned by meth, that sort of thing. Does that add to the penalties?
So if a child ingests a illegal substance, then that information gets forwarded to law enforcement. We're focused on the safety and the wellness of the child. So are there services and supports we can put in place to help the family overcome their addiction? If it's not an addiction, maybe mom and dad had, you know, friends over and somebody dropped a pill out of their purse. Okay, so let's talk about, you know, what we do to make sure that we're surrounding ourselves with people who are appropriate around our children. It may just be an education piece. We really have to look at the totality of the circumstances and make a decision or an assessment as to what the circumstances were and what the likelihood of reoccurrence or injury to the child is. So there's really no black or white answer. But if a child tests positive, those tests are forwarded to law enforcement, and they do a criminal investigation, which is very different than what we do.
Right. Now, DCS gets their money, obviously, their budget from the state.
Correct.
You get your budget mostly from grants and donations, correct, Mary?
Correct. We're a nonprofit, so yes, we get state and federal grants and donations.
Do you apply for those recurring grants? I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah. Some of them are, you know, for example, the victims against the VOCA, which is
That's a new one.
No, that's been around for
I hadn't heard of it though.
It's
new to me.
DPS, it's the Department of Public Safety.
Oh,
they'll
good.
Do a competitive grant, and it can be from 1 to 3 years. So usually there's about the 3 years. But the child abuse prevention one is actually through DCS, because DCS does not only have the investigative component, they have the prevention component. So they provide us with a grant to do these family outreaches.
What about donations? How do people reach you for those?
You just call 928-505-3153. And we just ask people don't come down, because, of course, if we have an investigation or client in there, we can't allow the public in there.
Oh, very
so,
good.
So the community is very generous, though. They, you know, the Food for Kids program is under the Child Abuse Prevention Council, and we get a lot of community donations for that.
Absolutely. I've heard of Food for Kids. It's been going on for years. And there's also a website where you can learn more. HavenCenterLHC.org is the website. And we're also talking about Family Game Day and that. Are there, do you need donations or volunteers or anything for Family Game Day?
No, we're pretty covered. We just want everybody to kind of show up and have fun. That's what it's all about. It's just family togetherness, supporting the family. There'll be a lot of resources. We have face painting. There's a photo booth. There'll be food, bouncy house. It's going to be fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So, you know, you hear parents, well, you know, they make them excuse, well, my kid didn't come with an instruction book when I first, you know, when she was born or he was born and that. It does Haven or DCS, do you have any type of training for new parents?
We don't get involved with families unless we receive a report that meets the statutory requirements for an allegation of abuse or neglect.
Right.
So unless you're involved with us, we're not showing up at your house. We do have resources that we use and contracted providers that we use for our families that include parenting education.
Right.
We have several providers that we use.
What about referrals for things like SNAP or any other type of assistance for families? Do
yep.
you help families with that?
We help families with that. In fact, we have a streamlined process to get folks hooked up with the Family Assistance Administration so that it's much quicker, it's less labor intensive. We also refer families to other agencies like Healthy Families, Pregnancy Care, Haven, the food banks, the local churches
right.
have lots of programs. So, yeah, we're definitely connecting families with resources in the community because we want them to become self-sufficient and us not be involved. I mean, the best day ever would be the day that we're out of business, right?
Not for you, but for us it would.
That's what we say.
Sure.
And, yeah, so Haven, we used to do positive parenting classes, but we notice in our community people are so worried about confidentiality. They just are. And so you can tell them over and over, it's confidential, everything you say. So we found out that one-on-one works so much better.
I was going to say a home visit would work pretty well in that case, I would think.
Well, they come to the center, and, of course, the center has a home-like environment, so the children can be playing in the playroom while we sit and talk to the parents. And so and we find out what they need. And when you walk in our lobby, we have a huge area of all brochures and resources called Community Information Center. Some people come in just to grab the brochures about how to pick out appropriate babysitter, you know, what to say to your child about decision-making. So they can just take the information or they can sit down with the trained people. That
I would imagine a lot of people, too, don't know how to make their home kids safe.
Yeah.
That's got to be a big problem, too.
And the discipline is a big one, it is. And then just decision-making, you know, so it's like when children, so we start with little things like let them decide what color socks they want to wear today. You know, so you can give them those age-appropriate tools that help guide them through those, navigate through those very difficult times sometimes of parenting.
That's really good advice. I was thinking, what are some of the big factors, though, when it comes to child abuse? Is it lack of income or other things, maybe no car? They're stuck in the wrong job, something like that.
It's all of the above.
All of the above.
It's just
and
the
probably
stressors.
And then some, right?
A lot of it is the stressors on the family, and that they if they don't have the correct coping tools, then they don't know how to address the things going on with their kids. And children have that unique ability to make everything about them. If they hear their parents fighting, they think it's because of them, because they're fighting about money. Well, that I needed a new pair of shoes because my feet are growing, so it's about me. So sadly, the children internalize all those stresses and all those arguments, and so it's important for us to, you know, children, and they say, well, I fight in front of them, but they, you know, they don't hear, or they don't, they know. They know when parents are stressed out. They know when parents aren't getting along. So it's just important how you do it in front of them. No dirty fighting, no hitting, no name calling. It's okay for children to witness conflict, but they also have to see the resolution of that conflict.
Oh, well, wow. That's great advice.
And the other thing is it's usually multifaceted. There's usually not one issue within the family. So maybe the finances are an issue which leads to a parent coping by drinking. So then substance becomes an issue. Or maybe there's some mental health issues and that has caused the adult to lose their job. So then you have the financial component. So we see a lot of co-occurring things happening. And
right.
it really is to try to dig deep and find out what the root cause is. What do we need to address first and address that? Right. And then you can, you know, sequentially address the other things. But you got to find out what that big number one issue is that needs to be addressed or controlled before you can hit all the little things.
Or there's that, we have about a minute left, there's that money argument, and then the kid's afraid to ask for money to join Pop Warner or whatever right. activity they want to get into that right. socializes them with other kids. It's just a vicious cycle.
It is.
That way. So, all right, family game day again this Sunday. Not Saturday, but Sunday. Weather should be great, by the way.
That's what we're hoping.
It's going to cool down a little bit. 10 to 2 at Rotary Park Ramada B, and there's so much going on, and you can find out more, of course, at havencenterlhc.org. You better have this posted there anyway.
I believe it
right?
is. It's on our Facebook.
Thanks for the T-shirt. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you
so
for having
good
us.
To me. And you have to be on more, because you guys are great.
Thank you.
All
thank
right.
you.
Appreciate it. Back with more on Speak Out. Thank you for being here, Mary Lou O'Connell and Deb Walgren from DCS. Mary Lou, of course, the Executive Director at Haven Center. We appreciate you in this community.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you.
You
bet. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
Hit me like a hurricane.
Right back on Speak Out. I got stuck on a Luke Combs kick, and it just, I don't know, I just kept finding song after song after song. So, you know, if it works, just stay with it, right? A free life jacket exchange coming up next month. That's at the London Bridge Beach stage, and it's going to be on May 18th from 10 a.m. to noon. I'm going to try to get the deputy on who's in charge of this program. I've got some openings coming up in May, and we'll definitely have MCSO, Mojave County Sheriff's Office, on the program to talk about that. All right, the original Kingman Farmers Market that benefits veterans, Thunder Road Event Center, this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., open till 6. You want to contact Nicole, info@kingmanfarmersmarket.com for more information. And then the London Bridge Republican Women's Club invites you to come here. County and state Republican candidates, April 20th, $5 per person at the door, and you're going to want to call 727-0895 for more information. And on tomorrow's show, County Supervisor Ron Gould, District 5. Back with more and Hannity coming up next, preceding Fox.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.